This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's been a month since San Marcos became the first city in Texas to pass a cite and release law. It's aimed at keeping people out of jail for minor offenses by ticketing instead of arresting them. Criminal justice advocates say it reduces the over-criminalization of Black and Hispanic residents in Hays County. As KUT's Rianne Roldan reports, now advocates are pushing for cite and release in other nearby cities, and San Marcos wants the county to move on a separate, similar program.
Dina Piñales was born and raised in San Marcos. She works a lot with kids, both as a postpartum doula, helping new mothers care for their infants, and as a teacher at a local church. She said she does a lot of little things.
You know, I've been interested in education, I've been interested in the medical field.
But Piñales has been limited. More than a decade ago, when she was a teenager, Piñales was arrested for having a small amount of marijuana. She's 29 now. And though she's put the experience behind her mentally, having an arrest on her record has made it difficult for her to get a full-time job or further her education.
Whenever you're going through that interview process and there's that little box that says, have you been arrested? And you check that, there's instantly a stigma attached to that.
Though Piñales has found ways to make the best of her situation, she still doesn't have the kind of stability afforded by a full-time job.
There's nothing backing me right now. You know, like I don't have health insurance right now. I don't have a 401k. There's nothing substantial like that that I can rest assured in. I won't let it stop me, but I do fear for, you know, if anything were to happen to me and I did need a safety net. There's no net there because the net doesn't want me because I have this thing on my record.
Today, Piñales would have never been arrested. She would have been issued a ticket. And that's because of San Marcos's new law requiring officers to issue citations for low-level offenses, just like the one Piñales committed. San Marcos City Councilmember Mark Rockymore is the chair of the council's Criminal Justice Committee. He worked on bringing the law to fruition last year. He took note of its timing. Just days after it officially went into effect on June 1st, the nation erupted in protests over police brutality and systemic racism in law enforcement. Rockymore says it was sobering to know that the city was already working on reforms that people across the country are now demanding more of.
San Marcos is not Minneapolis. It's not Atlanta. It's not many of the cities where we've seen these extreme actions occur. But, of course, it is a city with law enforcement, and there are discrepancies.
He points to the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, who was being arrested for a counterfeit $20 bill, which is a misdemeanor.
The officer who went up to George Floyd in that case, if he would have been in San Marcos, he wouldn't have moved toward George Floyd in any way other than someone who's about to issue you a citation, because arrest would not have been an option.
Now San Marcos is calling on Hays County to take the law a step further with another program called Cite and Divert. It's similar to Cite and Release. People who get citations can meet with a prosecutor to see if they're eligible to take an educational course or complete community service. The county has to give the okay for cite and divert because it involves the district attorney's office.
I think that we have a lot of work to do here in Hays County, and that our county commissioners need to go ahead and jump back into the fray and make these shifts.
Rockymore also says that his work has just begun. He says the protests against police violence and systemic racism have started fading from the news, but we can't go back to the way things have been.
The world is never going to go back to the way it was before everybody watched that 8-minute and 46-second video of George Floyd being murdered on video. The world can't go back to normal.
Rianne Roldan, KUT News.